Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Panthers get off to a great start last night. Take care of the Blackhawks. Nice little celebration. Got the rings. And I always wonder, you know, that first game, and there they are, all the big names. Got the whole group together, even the injured guys. Everybody's there. And it's a big night, man. Doesn't happen very often. Back-to-back championships. Banners going up. And sometimes your team's like more caught up in that. You got your family there. And man, it doesn't happen very often, man. Hell, we know that down here. We got all the professional teams. We realize it doesn't happen. And boy, this, they came out and they played hard. And you just like, just so much character. Played fast. Bob Schusen kept talking about how the speed of the game last night and, 17 shots to start the game on our former goalie. Just a lot of great stuff. And A.J. Greer fighting and getting a goal. Carter Verhaeghe gets a goal. Then Boqvist gets the winner in the third. And they get the win, man. They just their confidence. They play hard, and they believe in the system that they play. And by the way, every guy talks about, man, our GM, whatever he does, it works. I mean, our coach, oh, my God, Paul Maurice, what he's doing, it's just, I'm always, like, look at, man, I'm always curious, like, okay, because we just can't get out of our way with the Miami Dolphins, just can't get out of our way. We just can't. And when we do have winning records and we get the wild card, it's one and done. And, you know, I mean, okay, it is the playoffs, and yeah, I take it, but that's not the big goal. The big goal is to be Buffalo. The big goal is to be Baltimore. The big goal is to be, the biggest goal is to be Kansas City. But I get that that doesn't happen very often, and what they're doing right now and what Brady did with the Patriots. But we are just so far away. Don't get me wrong. We got some, you know, we've done it all. We've done the speed thing, and we've gone out and we traded for big name guys, and we've had big draft classes. We've had as much free agent money as anybody in the business. And we bring in this guy and that guy. Usually we patch it up with all the mistakes we've made drafting guys. So we bring in the free agents. Until we get it figured out at the very top. I don't know. I saw something yesterday, and this been hitting. Is this more of a Mike McDaniel problem or Chris Greer problem? Has Mike McDaniel been given a bad roster to work with? And it's a great question. It's fair. I don't know. I don't know with Mike. I see Mike and Chris walk together. I don't know what their, I have no idea what their relationship is, but I can tell you, even if they don't like each other, just like marriages, they better act like they do. They don't want the kids to see it. They better act like one, because if that starts to look torn apart, the man at the very top will finally act. And by the way, I get it. I truly, when I'm asked, and I was asked this probably four times yesterday and almost every day. So Joe, Stephen Ross, I go, first of all, I have no relationship right now with Stephen Ross. I used to have a little closer relationship. I'd see him we could go off the side and he liked to talk. I have not had that in recent 2 years. I have not had it. I think from what I see and the way he acts when he sees him, that he really likes his head coach and he really likes his GM. So listen how I said that. He really likes his head coach, but he really likes his general manager. I know. I scratch my head too. And then all the conspiracy theories come in and everything else. So I don't know. Do the coaches, when they're together and they stay, listen, coaches are the most positive human beings in the world. They are going to go down fighting with you. This is what you have. Sorry, this is all we could give you. You got to make it work, man. We think you're one of the best coaches. You got to make it work. And I know they feel that way about their O-line coach and D-line coach who have great reputations. And I don't. And they're going to go down fighting. Listen, man, as long as those guys are working hard, they're going to be with those guys all the way. They are going to stay with those guys all the way through. There is no question about it. But I also wonder, part of it is when you're having that beer at home and you have that one-on-one talk with the person you trust the most, wife, in bed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You holding up, babe? They're trying hard. I don't know how good we are. I don't know, I'm not getting through to them. Maybe this is, you know, human nature's. I think our O-line and D-line coaches are the most positive dudes, and I'm a big fan. They're two of my favorite guys. One guy's a Golden Bear. Of course he's my favorite. That guy is both of them. And the other guy I go back to UM with. And they're good coaches. Like, we come out and go, hey, man, they're getting a lot out of those guys. And then we're doing it this way. First of all, the O-line coach loses his right guard and right tackle within minutes of the first game, I swear. First game, bam, out. Defensive line finds out, hey, I got some good news for you. We got you a really good defensive line, one of the best defensive tackles in the draft. We think he's going to be really good for Michigan. Now it's your job to get him ready to go. Hey, not only did we get you one, we got you three. Three of our picks are defensive linemen. Man, we believe in you, man, what you've been able to do since you've been here. We want you to just keep going, man. Phillips, Grant, Biggers, get them ready to go. Zach will be there for you, Zach Sealer, but we got to get them ready quickly. I'm sure part of those guys is like, man. And again, they will go to bat. I will see Austin Clark, and he'll just say, hey, Joe, man, it's coming around. It's coming around. And I know. I mean, he sees the numbers. He's not stupid. He sees more than the numbers. He sees the mistakes every day. But, yeah. But if things you don't start having success with it, you're going to start losing guys. You just are. And you can have here we go again. It's, oh, man, here we go again. Here we go again. No matter what your coach is fighting and threatening and pumping you up and takes you to the movies one night and says, I believe in you. Man, at some point, you're not having success and you're not putting teams away. When you have a 17-point lead and it's one of the worst teams in football, or you're getting blown out, or you just can't find a way to win late again, it's just, it's in your brain like, oh, no, here we go again. Hey, Tua had the ball again late in the game after he makes that. You know, I know nobody wants to talk about it, and it wasn't just Tua, but the offense had the ball back. Had the ball back again. Couldn't get anything done. All right, we've got to go to break here. Yep, from the Panthers to the Dolphins. Big difference. Big, big difference. All right, we got to go to break here. We're trying to track down seat. All right, we're going to have Charles Davis join us when we come back here. We'll take a quick break. Stay with us. We'll be back with Charles Davis in just a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.